The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Keith Walsh is with me, the podcasting and PR guru, Alison Curtis, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM. What's on Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, Alison?
Blue hydrangea tomorrow, because we're going to be talking all about Pride.
So oh, wow.
Colourful and good, and it'll be great. Looking forward to it.
Look forward to that myself. Who's your winner of the week?
Shonda Rhimes. So she is Shonda Land, creator of Grey's Anatomy, and just an insanely brilliant person. Scandal was her next one, and then her current one that she's doing is Bridgerton.
Scandal was one with Kerry Washington.
Yeah. I didn't watch that. I have been watching a lot of Bridgerton. And so, yeah, it's the biggest thing on the planet right now.
Have you watched the second half of the season? Well,
because I was doing a Q&A in Dublin.
Oh, I saw you were like the face of Bridgerton. It was like Nicola Coughlan, and people all over the world were like, who is this person and who is she in Bridgerton?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, exactly. So it was at the Lighthouse Cinema and
misquoted. And you interviewed...
So I had them on the show that day, and then I met up with them again in the evening. And a quote, an answer.
She was hosting the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Brilliant.
I am Miss Bridgerton. But the answer that Nicola gave to a question of mine went everywhere.
Oh, which question was that?
It was about the level of nudity and anyone can be brave. But what was picked up on was body shaming. Mm. So it went everywhere. And I had a 48-hour period of time where I was really not very happy and very scared. First, they had me down as a male journalist. So I was like, okay, that definitely won't identify
Alison
me.
Is a famous male name.
Yes.
There's lots of Alisons out there.
Went to Canada, went to
the Liverpool goalkeeper. Liverpool goalkeeper, Alison.
So yeah, it was an interesting, and then it died down and then it came back again.
Oh, right.
It died down again.
So as if you were responsible for body shaming.
As if I asked a targeted question, which I didn't. Mm. So, and also what wasn't printed is that she got a massive standing ovation because I thanked her for being the best possible ambassador to Ireland. And she was...
And you forgot to mention everybody was nude in the audience.
Yeah, everybody was naked. So that was a fun. But anyway, so Shonda Rhimes. So because of that, but another reason why I love her is a new documentary she's made, Black Barbie, just dropped on Netflix. And it's incredibly powerful. And it's about the story of Mattel, three workers in 1980 going, how come there's no Barbies that look like us? Yeah. And that was the start of the Black Barbie. And then the documentary goes into talking about the importance of the role of dolls in the civil rights movement, and all of that. And it was just really fascinating. And I just feel like she's a single mom of three. And I'm like, I can't even get my stuff together. And I have one child and I'm not doing it on my own. And she's like running this huge, huge TV production company, a screenwriter. She's just a force. And she's incredible. So.
And does she, like, when you say she created it, does she write Bridgerton?
No, so Bridgerton is based on a novel, but she was part of the screenwriting team.
Okay.
And she adapted it, and she decided that, you know, it was going to be a diverse cast as well. So it's not diverse in the books. So, and now you can see lots of other productions doing that, where they're like, if it's set in historical, like Renegade Now, they're like, it's a Disney show. They're like, it is set in, I think, the 1820s, 60s. And they're like, we'll just make the characters Asian and Black and, you know, from India. And like not explain why, which they shouldn't. So that's how she started it, that kind of trend. So I just think she's incredible. Amazing.
Yeah. It is good to see that those period dramas, and it's not just the token Moor that turns up, you know, the mystical sort of, you know.
Like Morgan Freeman in Robin Hood, Prince
of
Thieves.
Yeah. He was a Moor. You know, he somehow landed in England or something. You know, I think that's really great. And it is, it's everywhere now. So, like, people aren't...
She started it, for sure.
People aren't even questioning it now. Yeah. They're not going, oh, hang on, how could we have a black king, queen, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, you know, the fables, there was no black people in my fables. You know, it's like, it was make-believe anyway. So, why are you...
But it's funny, the ones that do get pushed back. So, Bridgerton, I'm sure there was some whinging, but it wasn't really noticeable.
I don't think so, no.
And it was the same, I guess, like Hamilton and stuff like that on stage was the same as the diverse cast. And then... do you remember David Copperfield was remade a couple of years ago, and the guy from Slumdog Millionaire, can't remember his name, the main guy in it, was in it.
Dev Patel.
And there was pushback. There was a big national debate in the UK about whether people of colour should play a white person, like a white character.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I mean, she's done a lot to kind of break that down and just have it acceptable.
Yeah, because I think it's important because it's literally the colour of your skin. There's still actors. Do you know what I mean? It's not,
Yeah.
It and I think that will go a long way to helping, maybe not.
Well, the argument they made, and it's such a stupid argument to say, I mean, if you were making a movie about Martin Luther King Jr., would you cast a white actor? Like, yeah. No, because the color of his skin is intrinsic to the story.
He was a real person.
Yeah. And also, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You can't tell the story with him as a white person.
Yeah.
The kind of the queen consort being black has absolutely no consequence whatsoever, yeah. whatsoever to the story of Bridgerton.
Exactly.
And then you've got the.
Will Nicola Coughlan marry your man, basically, though? Is that what. Do they get married in Bridgerton?
I'm not going to ruin it for
Come
people.
On.
They, you know what? They genuinely are such a lovely. Like on-screen couple, but like they're such good pals, and like Nicola's so brilliant. You know, she's amazing. She's been on the show loads pre Dairy Girls.
Friend of the show is what you call her.
So she walks in to the studio and she does that little, you know, that little. I'm so happy to finally meet you face to face. I'm like, no, no, it's the other way around. And like one of those hugs that rocks back and forth, and she's just like squeeze, and I'm just like, ah, God. She's just amazing. She's adorable.
I'd like to point out your tribute to Bridgerton. Your top.
This wasn't planned.
Oh yeah, God,
I think it cost me 15 euro. It's amazing.
What, is that a ruffled?
It's like a sleeve? Sheer kind of. I know the radio, isn't this great?
No. Yeah, we're just describing Alison's tongue.
A sheer kind of black.
Stay with us after the break. We're going to describe Keith's t-shirt.
Quite faded jean.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the shoes are great, though. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing shoes.
They had these shoes in Bridgerton. I know.
Keith, what's correct. Your winner of the week?
Sport.
Oh, not often it gets attention on the radio.
Leo, do you ever talk about sport on your show? No, not really.
No, we never talk about it.
You should do on your on Fridays. Sport on the TV over the weekend.
No, just preview what's on the TV.
Just what challenges
on. We should actually have sport every day on News Talk from 7 o'clock onwards in the evening.
That'd
be
great.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people would listen to that.
I'm not sure if they're in market.
Look, sport. the Eurostar tonight. It's kicking off. A great moment for Scottish football. I think you know the opening game is Germany Scotland, and that can be seen on. UTV, I won't go through the channels, but it's on the telly tonight, and that's the Euros kicking off tonight, which I know Ireland aren't involved.
Will you sit down and watch an awful lot of football now over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I will. I'll probably watch all of the league games, all that I can. Like if I'm not working, I'll watch them. If I am working and I'm working home, I might have them on the background. But I will pretty much watch, I'll watch as much football as I can. But so you've got that, the Euros, and when the Euros finish up, we've got a little bit of a week's break. Maybe we'll get a bit of hurling in there or something. No, that'll be.
I think that might be done. You get a bit of club hurling.
Yeah.
Kenny will have won the All Ireland at that stage. So we'll be celebrating. We've got the Olympics.
I know.
Which is just, I mean, and this year I just think with the.
There's such excitement.
Oh, just like for the first time ever, I think, really. I love the Olympics, full stop.
Yeah.
But this is the first Olympics we're going into where we're going. There's medals here.
Yes.
You know?
We thought that with Sonia. Give her due.
Well, no,
there was the excitement before, I know it didn't work out, but in Atlanta and in Sydney, there was
a medal or two. There's always a
boxing. Oh, as in you mean multiples?
This is multiple.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
You know, and this time it's just, we're looking at, I mean, you've got Rashid. We've got Rashida.
Rashida Adelaide.
We've got Kira. I only use her first name. Sorry, just know me. We've got so they're definitely going to win medals, aren't they? I don't know what pressure.
Yeah,
we're definitely going to get two athletic medals.
They're definitely going to get two golds and break world records. I mean, don't want to put pressure on them, but I mean, it's a
and
guarantee.
Then we've got Daniel Whiffen from down in the pool.
And
I love watching the swimming, and especially if there's a swimmer who has a chance. We've got Kelly Harrington, obviously. We've got Reese in the gymnastics on the pommel horse. We've got Fintan and Paul, and we've got the women's team and the row.
He really is doing the first names only.
Sorry, the men's and women's rugby sevens, and that kicks off a little bit earlier. It's 2 days before the official start.
It's going to be exciting.
We've got Rory, Shane, Leona, Seamus in the golf. We don't really know which men's team is going to go, do we yet? Mm. And then Sam Bennett in the cycling. So there's loads of possible medals. And I just think it's the first time where we're going, okay, we've got a chance here. I will enjoy them anyway. And just the icing on the cake is Irish medals.
Lovely that they're on in Paris too.
Yeah.
The timing.
I was just thinking
just the
that,
evening sessions and the track as well. They're just ideal. It was like the athletics in Rome last week. It's just the ideal time of the day. No getting up at the crack of dawn.
Is there
middle of the night?
Would you consider if something happened and you had a bit of money and a ticket, like would you go over and if you had the chance, would you take a trip over?
Yeah. I would.
Maybe if you got a ticket to Kelly Harrington.
Yeah. Are we pitching for tickets? Is this what we're doing?
I'm just saying. Like, doing? I mean, the fact that it's
I'm all for it. I mean, I don't mind. Like,
the fact
let's
that
do
it's
it.
In Paris has crossed my mind. I thought maybe the
maybe we record a Friday special of the show.
Yes.
Full 3 hours.
Yes.
A winners and sinners marathon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
From
love it.
Paris with, during the Olympics.
With the winners.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. And
let's
the and the people who just came marginally outside what they were expecting, we'll call them the sinners, and we'll shame them on national radio.
I like it.
For not winning.
Winners and brave.
Yeah.
A brave performance.
No, losers. Just lean into it, Keith. Lean into it.
But anyway, I'm very excited. And yeah, I didn't even mention everything else that's going on, including Kilkenny win the All-Ireland.
Oh, well,
I did mention that.
If the sales team are listening, I mean, sponsorship will come flooding in, I strongly suspect. Alison, who's your sinner of the week?
There's a TikTok trend called Trad Wife.
I don't know what this is, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. So Google searches for Trad Wife really increased around mid-2018. So that's when I think it started to grow legs. And it's about traditional roles between men and women in the household and women really embracing becoming a traditional wife. So the everything you see, associate with like June Cleaver or something like that. So in the kitchen, not working outside of the home, ironing, like the home is her palace, all this kind of stuff. But there's this one woman called Lily Gaddis, and she is particularly awful, and she is definitely the sinner because she was working in a healthcare professional role mm-hmm. with the elderly, made a TikTok video where she used a really, one of the most, if not the most horrific word on the planet, derogatory term towards the Black community. And the video was taken down, her TikTok account was canceled, and she was fired. So she took to X, which is always a wonderful platform for everybody to get their
great
say,
to
basically say, thank you to the Black community for giving me my new career in conservative media. And you are acting like the puppets that we all know that you are. And basically her career as a right winger, like all the awful, you know, podcast shows and all the stuff in the States, want her on to talk about all this freedom of speech, all this wonderful things. And she compared herself to Trump on X. And she's just, unfortunately, she is growing legs as well. And it's just so awful and so backwards and just terrible.
Oh
so she
God.
Is definitely my sinner of the week.
So that and it's like it's we always you like to look across at that happening in the States and you imagine it not happening here. There's all these candidates who some of whom have been elected and others of whom hope to be elected last week. And I guess all the kind of Ireland is full stuff got attention.
Yeah.
But what got a bit of attention that started yesterday is, the big depopulation problem we have. Women are not breeding enough. We need them at home having babies.
Yeah.
Thanks,
you know, this is their role. You know, like this is the same playbook. It's
like,
the kind of
it swings in it. You know, and look, and the genesis of feminism is that it should be about choice and that all your everything should be valued of equal value. So if you decide you're working in the home and you're looking after the children full time and that's what you decide to do, that needs to be celebrated as well. But the idea that that is what you should be doing is problematic. And that's what Trad Wife basically is. And it's huge on TikTok.
Mm.
I'm not on TikTok. I've said this multiple times. But anyone who is, and I've mentioned
you
this
are on that like, Threads thing, though, aren't you?
I couldn't get out. After the last time we talked about it, it wouldn't let me sign
you
out.
You in
How
Threads.
Did you sign out of it?
I don't know.
Did
don't
you just
know.
Delete it?
I know because the app, I hadn't opened it in so long that it's gone back to the cloud. So I can't even open the app.
Okay.
So I'm probably still harvesting
it.
My data.
Yeah.
Silently.
I just want to kill it and it won't let me.
No, it can't happen.
Anyway, so it's a huge thing and it's depressing and it's like all things that are so far right. It's just all these steps back in time that are not good for humanity.
The Handmaid's Tale, basically.
I'd like to apologize for something that happened this week with regards to candidates getting voted in and talking about women breeding. I just think that's a horrific, horrific
it is
term,
Handmaid's Tale,
word to use. And just that idea that I just, where did this person come from? And
shocking.
I heard on a radio station, you know, yesterday. So one of those, you know, those news talking.
Yeah.
Those,
we'll all be accused now of being woke. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it anyway. He pointedly, this councillor as well, and he's entitled to his views, we should say, you know, for clarity and all of that. He pointedly referred to a lack of Irish babies and lamented the fact that the name Mohammed is more popular than Sean. So lots of people got in touch with us yesterday and they were like, he's right. We've got this huge skew skewed population. The demographics are all wrong. We're not going to be able to pay pensions in years to come or fund public services. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, sorry. They're all absolutely legitimate points to make, but I don't think he was talking about the Exchequer.
No.
I don't think he was. No. Yes. Yeah. Well said. And thank you for clearing up, because I thought Trad Wife was the wife of your man who goes and plays
of one of the Furies or something.
Session.
Liam Clancy's wife. That's Liam Clancy's wife.
That'd be a trad widow.
They are trad widows.
Spends all their money on new bouzoukis and banjos. No, this is a six-string banjo. I haven't tried this one. And it's tuned differently.
Have you not got a bloody banjo already? Oh, typical trad wife. Who's your sinner of the week, Keith?
Yeah, so I'm going to go for Soccer Aid.
Oh, yeah, this is the big fundraiser thing.
Yeah, so, I know time has passed.
Charity.
I saw this, you know, Michael Spicer, he's on social media. He used to do kind of the guy in the room telling Trump what to do in situations.
Yes.
So he's a comedian.
Oh, sorry,
and he'd
yes.
be like, just don't say anything for a minute. Just don't say anything.
Oh, I know
and
the guy
Trump
would
say something.
Yeah, yeah,
go,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's Michael Spicer. So he pointed this out. He said, so Soccer Aid raised 15 million. For charity,
yeah, okay.
Which is great, you know. But the game took place in Spurs Stadium, which is owned by Todd Boehly, who is worth $6.1 billion.
Wow.
And so I watched a bit of it and I was like, oh, this is kind of grand. I didn't have anything else to do. It was on the telly. I watched a bit of it and I enjoyed Danny Dyer in defence. So this stadium, the owner's worth $6.1 billion. They were asking ordinary people to pledge money. At one point, comedian Ian Sterling said, Give 40 euro or 40 pounds, he would have said, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sure, that's not much. It's a takeaway for the family for one night. Just cook at home for once, right? So this is like a very well-off comedian having a very nice time, a bit of a jolly, probably getting fed all day, enjoying it, all the celebrities. It's, you know, it's a great day out for everybody that's involved. But to be asking for 40 pounds and saying that's not much, just cook at home for once. Let me just tell you, in the UK in 2021, expenditure on household food and non-alcoholic drink per week was £31.50 per person, okay?
Wow.
So 108 euros spent on shopping for a family each week, two adults, two kids. So he's saying it was just off colour. There was a lot of very wealthy people who definitely could have raised 15 million themselves if they just didn't play a game and just gave a few quid. And to be asking
the public,
people who are sitting at home watching telly, 40 pounds, that's not much. Don't get a takeaway. Cook at home for once. It's a bit like, hang on a second.
Mm.
You know, there's a, I just have an issue with charity and like, I was in.
No, obviously, you have an issue with charity. You've picked them as your sinner of the week.
But
we get that.
The government should be looking after people who need looking after.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what I mean? So what they do is they just get, well, give money to charity and you can look after that. We don't have. I was in a Sainsbury's, one of these supermarkets in London, and at the cash register, as you walk up, there are boxes of food that you can
donate. Yeah.
No, you can buy.
Oh.
For cheap. So it's food bank bags. So
when you're in the supermarket,
and do your shopping, you can buy a food bank bag. It tells you what's in it, tells you the price. It's a lot cheaper than normal. And to have that situation where you just pick those up in the supermarket, and then to be saying to people, cook at home and don't. I just think, you know, it's broken Britain, you know. It's just very strange. I think it was very off colour, and I think seems like a good thing to do. Great crack, but a bit odd for me.
Yeah.
All right, Soccer Aid, Keith's sinner of the week.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Keith Walsh and Alison Curtis are both still with me. Alison, you were at CMAT last night.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Just
And you're
incredible.
Very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed now.
I don't feel that way, if I'm honest. But
okay.
I mean, to be honest, so what happened was a friend passed me an adult juice, like a beverage, and came back and said, oh, will you go get another one? And mine was full. And she's like, what's happening? I was like, I was so captivated. I actually stood like a statue, forgot the drink was
like
in my
Joe
hand.
Biden.
Yeah.
You just froze.
And the drink was just there. And I hadn't even taken a sip because I was so
captivated.
She is, I'm going to admit that I knew about her obviously, I think most people, a lot of people do now. But I didn't know her music as well. I did know more than I thought when I got there. She covered Kate Bush, and she did that incredible thing in a festival in the UK not that long ago where it was the first time someone actually was able to match the vocals of Wuthering Heights and get it done. But she was like, I just couldn't stop looking at her. I was hanging off her every word. She was just so funny, so natural, so inviting, and actually very kind. She was like, if I can do this, anybody can. Like, political as well. But my God, her voice and her band, they're all wearing matching striped shirts and like black shorts. They're all incredibly talented. But what was amazing is the diversity of the crowd. Like, it was young, it was old, quite like a strong queer community was there as well. And it just...
Where was it on?
Fairview.
Okay.
So 8,000. Wow. I can tell you that is the last time I will say this, she'll ever play anything that size in Ireland. It'll be the Three Arena next time. There's
oh, really?
No question. She's got it on all levels. She's the superstar.
Yeah, because I've seen her a couple of times at festivals. I saw her at All Together Now, maybe not last year, the year before, and Electric Picnic maybe. And she does, she puts on a show, like it's choreographed.
She's a performer.
She's a performer. She's ready.
Yeah.
Her voice is like she's, there's not, like you're watching it going, she hasn't slipped. Like it's...
Yeah.
It's...
Kind of like Springsteen as well, barely taking a sip of water. How do they keep doing it?
Yeah.
She's performed for a long time.
It's so good and it's so well, the whole show, it's such a performance and the band are so, it's, they're such fun
they're
on
tight.
Stage.
Yeah.
They're really tight. Everybody knows their job.
It's amazing.
It's the first time I've seen an Irish band.
I'm still floating.
Apart from maybe you too, like really think about the stage and what happens on stage and the show. And it was like a command performance. You know, the way they refer to performances and then you've got a command performance where it's just like
fantastic.
Next level.
You'll have to see her next in the Three Arena.
Yeah, when she sells at the Three Arena.
That is absolutely what's going to happen.
And the fact that she's singing about things like Joe Dolan and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, normal
stuff. Everything was a big shout out to Dunboyne. And we did the two-step, the Dunboyne two-step dance.
Oh, nice.
She really leans into all that.
A lot of cowboy hats, cowgirl hats.
Midlands Ireland stuff.
Great. Keith, you have an issue with Airbnb reviews. Is that right?
Well, I stayed in an Airbnb. I don't know if I mentioned, but I was over in the UK. I was in London. Did I mention that?
Yeah, Sainsbury's or something, yeah.
You know, sometimes I go over there.
Eating food bank food. Keith's getting a load of money. He saw it. He was like, sorry, I can get all this food bank stuff for half price.
Just trolley.
Fired a trolley over his shoulder, came out of the big food bank.
A trolley of bags of food bank.
My kids were going to eat like kings.
Bringing them home.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to Ireland.
And selling them.
I stayed in Airbnb. And then at the end of it, so I don't know if this is the norm, but the person who I stayed with sent me a message and said, we hope you enjoyed your stay and leave us a 5-star review. If you are going to leave us anything less than a 5-star review, please reconsider and leave us a private message instead.
Yeah.
And you have an issue with this?
Well, because it wasn't. It was an Airbnb in Clapham Common. It wasn't like 5-star.
But I think what that is, if I'm going to speak on behalf of that individual, if you did have any problems, they would rather it be clarified privately so they can rectify it. Because keeping your rating, like your 5-star, same as a guest.
Yeah.
Like I am a 5-star guest. Like I leave the place spotless. But if someone said something bad about me, then that would deter other people from allowing me to rent their properties.
Yeah,
so and vice versa.
But 5 stars is like, I went back and said, but 5 stars is like excellent. An excellent property.
But then if you didn't think it was excellent, you've got to tell them how they can improve.
Oh, just don't leave it. Don't leave a 4-star review. Just 5-star or nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But they can't improve because it's in Clapham Common and it's in it's a house. It's a converted, you know, a terraced house and it's like upstairs.
They could leave more milk and bread out.
And they've got, the floor is like laminate instead of like real wood. You know, that would be a thing that I'd bring up.
It's not a 5-star. It's not a 5-star experience.
It's not a 5-star experience.
Yeah, okay.
They've created a whole,
what did you do then? Did you send a message?
Not yet. I just didn't know what to do. I thought I'd bring it to you guys and you could.
Oh, right. Okay. This is it. We're going to do. This is great.
Write
I like
them
this.
A message and say, what are your concerns?
What are the three things that you would say if you were giving the 3 or 4-star review? What would be the things that you were docking points for?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, it's quite a sort of a
starting point.
Like it's Clapham Common, and there's these houses.
You've mentioned Clapham Common. Yeah, I mean, you're not dogging out in Clapham Common or something.
Clapham Common is beautiful, but if you go down, like it's down, it's just the area isn't that nice.
They
you
can't
know?
Do anything about that.
No, they can't. But and then you go into the door, and then like there's
I like Clapham.
There's like
say.
It's a digital thing on
Did
the
you go
door.
To Inferno. Is that still there?
I don't know.
Awesome Club.
No, possibly.
it sounds like a place I do not
want to go. Oh, my God. It's just kind of like the Coppers at Clapham.
Okay, the bed.
No, don't.
The bed, you could feel the springs. You
okay, know, well, then that,
okay, right, I'm right, that now. Okay, poor mattress.
No, the kettle didn't work.
That's very valid.
Wow.
And there was no table and chair in the room, so I had to, like, they had this, like, table that you pull over your bed, you know, if you're having dinner.
In a hospital?
Yeah.
Like in
Uganda. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Was there stirrups to help you give birth?
There's no TV. And you couldn't.
These are all valid things
to do. You could turn around in the bathroom. You could just go in and go one way or the
other. Well, that's definitely valid.
And then back out. And then
okay,
go
so
in.
Poor mattress, no table.
Turning it down.
No table. Yeah. And the kettle didn't work.
Laminate flooring that kind of bounced a little bit, you know, it wasn't quite settled.
Yeah, I'm not sure though if that's, like, that's a harsh feedback to give. Like, that's kind of about engineering. I don't know what you want.
Kettle, mattress, and TV is valid.
Yeah. No TV, yeah.
They advertised they had a TV.
I didn't notice.
So that's
you see, if you put that up as a 3-star review and said, oh, no TV, they could say, oh, no, we quite clearly said on the advertisement we don't have a TV, and now you've ruined our rating.
So what's 5-star based on what they said it was going to be, is it?
Like 5-star is leaving warm scones out. Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like 5-star is like a little bit extra.
But are they in keeping with what they said they were?
It was fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints.
There's
really.
No false advertising.
No, but I wouldn't give 5 stars because it would give the wrong impression.
Well, then don't give anything.
Okay.
Yeah. But get back to them.
For all the points that Karen
and say the kettle didn't work.
Okay, give me that.
And there's a poor mattress.
Those are
poor. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay.
I love Airbnb.
Actually,
yeah. The thing is, I love Airbnb and I would always book an Airbnb room over a hotel because I just like a bit of the freedom.
Can I ask this, sorry, before, did you do a room or the whole place?
Well, if I'm on my own, and it depends on the price, if I can get a whole space on my own, if I can get
a studio.
I've
never done a room.
Have you done a room in someone's house? Airbnb?
It wasn't someone's house.
Okay.
It was a house broken down into rooms.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That were rooms.
Because a room within an active house would be very strange.
Oh, no, that's the start of a horror movie.
Sorry, I did in America once. There was two women. They were a couple. They had this massive house and they did live there. But the house was like...
So big.
They had a pool out the back. They had this massive open kitchen, you know, that you could hold a concert in. It wasn't like being in someone's house, but no.
Did you give them a 5-star review?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Six.
There you go.
All right.
I was trying to find out.
They had a good mattress and the kettle worked. Keith, Walsh, Az and Curtis, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.